Ksubis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ho isha shenis amala oynis garsha. A woman now who's tevas a ksuba, she either became an almona or she was in garsha. He oymeres besula nesosani. She claims that she's owed a ksuba of Mosayim. She says she was a besula when she got married. Vehu oymer. Normally, the way to read vehu oymer is on this garsha. The samla is not oymer. Vakavam the yoshim katanin. Of course, if there's a ksuba b'fonenu, if there's a shtar ksuba, but also the davar pasha, everybody writes a shtar ksuba. But by the Gemara, it wasn't so pasha that you have to write a shtar ksuba. The asur dinihigi lichtiv shtar. So that's the case. So then you can have a machlokes. If it's a asur dinihigi lichtiv shtar, so then you have to say that this din of the Mishnah is b'mokum. The woman says the shtar is lost. The Gemara had an interesting discussion over here that they're having a back and forth, and you want to be mechayiv him to pay Mosayim, he could say to her, look, the shtar was lost. I don't want you to pull out the shtar afterwards. I'm not going to pay you the ksuba until you return to me the shtar ksuba. That'll force her hand to either produce the shtar, maybe it'll say money, or to hold out and not have to pay. So the Gemara says, l'maisa, the halacha, the reason why he can't say that is because we paskin, whenever a malvin is in such a story where he forgot the shtar, so the levi can't say, I'm not going to pay until he produces the shtar. We force the levi to accept the shoiver, to accept the receipt, and then he'll have to hold it. Even though the levi could grumble about it, he doesn't want to have the burden of having to hold on to a shoiver, can they get the malvin shtar, which might be out there. He wants to say, until you give back the shtar, I'm not going to pay the money. We don't pass him that way. So that's the case over here. She's claiming she wants Messiah, and there's no shtar, obviously, to back it up. He's claiming that he only owes her mona, or the Yerushim are claiming he only owes her mona. So the Mishnah says like this, Hinuma is with they had some type of veil with a kippah agula, some type of head piece that the kala would wear. The minig was that was worn by a psula. And also, her hair was uncovered, v'roisha perua. Just to point out, it shouldn't be misleading that it's often a Mishnah. It would seem that it's an often a Mishnah that a woman, even after her chuppah, they're taking her to the chuppah, v'roisha perua, it sounds like her hair is completely uncovered. It's not so pashut. The Paiskim Kadmoinim, the ones that have the minig, that by the chasna already going to the chuppah, a woman's hair has to be covered, as din of an eishes ish. Those that time that not, till after the chasna. But the minig HaKadmoinim was that the hair was covered. This was not a iser gilui roish, because Be'etzim her hair was covered even before that, even B'shas Erizin. But they left a little bit here, it's Mavur over here in the Rishonim, that her hair was a little bit uncovered closer to her shoulders in order to make a heker that she's a psula, that's all. But it wasn't really Gili Rosh. I'm just pointing that as an aside. Vinish Vidimishna is saying over here that there's a Metzius Befanenu. There are Edim that she went out with the signs that are nicker that she was a psula. So the halach is Ksubasim Osayim. I'll just point out what Tosfos points out is that, like we said before, the woman is not showing over here with a shtar ksuba, otherwise there wouldn't be what to fight about. It would say in the ksuba if it's mona or masayim. So we're talking about where he says mona, she says masayim, she doesn't have the shtar ksuba. If it's a place where, generally speaking, the woman would have a shtar ksuba, l'cher, he should be nemo to say parati. He should be nemo to say parati. Guess what? He would be nemo to say parati. We're talking over here with a husband. Clearly is moida that he was not pereh. He's honest. Now, the question is, Tosfos says, so let him have a migu. Let him have a migu. Migu di boy oma parati. With that, he says, al kubanim, he only owes a mona. On that, the answer is that since the edim are here, that she was a psula b'shas t'chupa, so memela, by definition, it's a migu b'mokam edim. The premise that she's a ba'ula is nistai the edim. The fact she has a migu, l'mais, it's a migu b'mokam edim. That's the Psham, the Mishnah. One more detail, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer, Av chilu kloyos raya. Which means that also by Besuda, the minig was that they were mechalik kloyos, they gave out nuts to the children, similar to our minig by an offer of throwing candy, were throwing nuts, so they had the minig of giving out by the chuppah. So that mitzius, which is only by Besuda, if the Edom see that, that's called Edus, that she was a psula. Obviously, there's no machlokes over here between the tanoim. The shaila is, it's just kol lecha lefi hamakom. That's what most of the mafarshim say. There's a lashon and the shita that maybe they are arguing. It's not maybe kloyos is not as moichiyah because something that others are doing. It's not the way she goes out. So maybe the tanakama held that wasn't enough of a raya. Others time it's just kol lecha lefi minhagoy. That's what they use to be moichiyah that she's a psula. That's a mishnah. Now, there's a few points to point out over here. One of them is when you read the Mishnah, the back and forth. So here you have Edom. What happens if you don't have Edom? Of course, that's the Shaila. $1 million question. What happens if there are no Edom? So if there are no Edom, so L'cha'ira, Al-Pnei Advarim, should be a regular classic Moed B'Miktzas. He's saying Mona. She's being Teveh Masayim. He's saying Mona. Mamash should be a Shavu Daraisa. So the reason why there's no shvua deraisa, we'll say hamaytze mechavel v'ray, but the reason why there's no chiv shvua of every moed b'miktzas deraisa is because here is what's called kvira shibut karkois. Being that the ksuba, we'll learn later on, the ksuba is only nigves from karka. When we see a tvias ksuba, when we hear a woman being tvia ksuba, what we're hearing is a tvia on that amount of shibut karkois. Karka, the din is einish born. It's true by shvuas hashaimrim. There are other dinim also that don't exist by karka. There's no way no by karkois. There's fashidne dinim in Chesh Mishpat that don't exist by karkois. One of the categories that don't exist is there's no shvua between a toivea and a nitva on a tvi of karka. Now, the tvi over here, it's easy to understand because the tvi is only on karka. Chazal Mesak and the tvi is the ikir and the only tvi of a ksuba is on karka. The Rambam, in Perk Tezayin Hilchus Ishus, brings where he's tining that he only owes a money. She says, Masayim, the Rambam says, the Shvur Daraisa. The Rabbi says, Vaseis, Kvir Shivu Kakois, no Shvur. And the Rabbi Magid says, because there's a Takona later on, we'll learn a lot about this in the 5th and the 6th and the 7th Prokim, is that the Goinim changed the din of Gvias Ksuba, and they were Mesakin that a Ksuba is Nigvis Mimetaltli. Because from the times of the Goyim, most people didn't own land. Yidden lived in places where they didn't own karka. There would be no mokum for gvias ksuba. So they will mevatel the din, the limit of gvias ksuba min hakarka. They made it on the talpum. Therefore, it's a regular tvias mom. Tvias mom, so it's a regular Reuben is tevei Shimon Masayim. And Shimon is only moed on the mona. So the shvur deraisa. The Ravid clearly doesn't hold that way. Because what he's saying is that the ikir Mahus, the ikar cheftza of the tvias ksuba is the ksubas karka. There's a takona that you could also collect from a talpun, but the ikar mahus of the toyin v'nitin between the husband and the wife is still on the kviya shiva karkois. If you want to extend that discussion, so there seems to be a machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam on every choiv. Why don't we say that every choiv, whenever Reuven's tevei Shimon a choiv, primarily he is being tevei mechayv that he has a shibud on karkois. Maybe it's kviya shibud karkois. How do you ever have a case of moedim mixes in the Torah? So Tosfos is gemutshed with that kasha in Bava Metzia and Shavuos. Tosfos says it has to be that he was moichel on the kviya karkois. The Rambam doesn't hold that way. So Reb Chaim has a whole discussion, the Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, on this topic. We'll just mention one more point, and that is that one of the other categories of shvur deraisa is not when there's a moed b'miktzos, even if Shimon the Nitva is koifer hakoil, but if Reuven has an eid echod backing him up, he could force Shimon to make a shvur. If Shimon doesn't want to make a shvur, he'll have to pay. But Shimon's mechuyv. So the question is, why does the Hafla ask this question? Why does the Isha need two eidim that she was yotzis binuma? If an Eid Echot says that she was Yotzis Binuma, so we have in front of us, Eid Echot is backing up her claim that she was a Psula B'Shas that got married. That's it. End of discussion. He'll have to make a Shvur. Part of that discussion is a question over here in Pshat. The Isha produces Eidim that she was Yotzis Binuma. So what does the husband say? Does he agree? That sounds like once she produced Eidim, that's it. Story is over. He has to pay Messiah. It could very well be he's saying, she was Yotzis Behinuba, but I'm telling you, I know she was a Bula. Says, Avada, the Metzius is that if she was Yotzis Behinuba, Biderech Klal, we could say, Roiv Ruba, there's an Anan Tzadi, but I know different. I know the Metzius was not that way. So is that called that when Edim saw Hinuma, they saw that she was absurd? They don't know she was absurd. They saw something which Bederech Klal is an Ansahadi, that means she's a Bsula. It's not Mukhrach. This is similar to if an Eid Echod sees Ruvain take something from Shimon's garage. He sees him coming in the middle of the night and he takes something. So okay, he comes the next day, lodges a Tviya in Bezdin that Ruvain in the middle of the night stole from Shimon. Ruvain says, you're right, I went into his garage, I took, but what I took was mine. This is what's known as the famous sugi of Nascha Derababa, where there's an Eid Echod that saw Ruvain do what looked like an act of theft. Ruvain agrees to the act and he agrees to what it looks like, but he has a different interpretation. Could an Eid Echod be Mechai v'Shvua? It's Mavur that yes. So the Haflo has a difficulty over here, then why do you need Eidim? We'll leave the how to answer that Kasha is complex, we'll leave it, but just for the idea. Now on to Mishnah Beis. The Hagdama to Mishnah Beis is really an important piece of Pshat that we left at Mishnah Aleph. And that is, we just learned a Mishnah where the Mishnah is Soisim, that he's claiming she's a Ba'ula, she's claiming she's a Psula. The Halacha is that she has to produce Edim in order to bolster her claim. It sounds like from the Mishnah, if not, he could say, Ma'itzim Echadal V'raya. What happened to Shitzim Gamliel? Where she says she's a psula and she's backed up by a ches sagov. At one point she was definitely a psula, so why not say that happened later? She should be nemenes. The answer is very straightforward. The tziruf that we had before was only where she's a bari keneged his shema. He doesn't know what happened. Over here, he's claiming I married you, you were a bula. I was by the chuppah also, and you weren't Yatzah B'Numa. We said before, even if she's Yatzah B'Numa, I know that you were a Bula, you were once upon a time married. The fact that Yatzah B'Numa is a Kasha from Isa. So there, she's a Bori, he's a Bori. A Bori, certainly Ram Gamliel doesn't hold that the Ches Saguf itself is Maitzi Momin. That's the Agdama to Mishnah Beis. That's why the Mishnah slips right back into Ram Gamliel and Rishua. Rishua that holds that we're not Semich on the Ches Saguf. Even with the Bari Vishema, and she can't be Maitzi Momin. And we say that she has to bring a Raya, that she's a Psula. HaMaitzi Mechabel of Raya, she wants to be Maitzi Momin from the Baal. Says the Mishnah over here, but there is a case that would seem to be similar where Rabbi Shua is Maida. What's that? Not even a case of Ksuba. Ba'imel HaChaver is Sodezu Shalavicha Hoysu Lekachtia Imenu Shehu Nemon. What's the case? The case is where Ruvain's sitting and he's using a field, he's Eichel Peres, he's living in a house. Shimon says that the field belonged to me. Or belonged, he says, you stole it from my father. Ruvain, the present occupant, says, Emes, you're right. So does Ushalavicha. I said, Taka was your father's. Ulekachti amenu, I bought it from him. So we have what seems to be a muchzik b'fonein who's sitting on a karka. If anything, the one who says that it used to be his, we call that a marakama. The halach is that a muchzik should be stronger than a marakama. That's the way it is by metaltalin. By metaltalin, if I'm holding on to a pen and somebody comes along, even if he has edim that the pen belonged to him, I have a right to say lekachtia. The present muchzik is a stronger muchzokus in momen than marakama. However, this is a psicha to perches sabbatim. By karka, muchzokus is a very shvachazach, because anybody could just walk onto karka. Muchzokus doesn't tell us bailus, it's not machriya bailus, and therefore we see that the muchzokus, the amaytzi mechavel v'rayo, the one who has a right talk about the amaytzi mechavel v'rayo, is the marakama. So if Ruvain is right now Eichel Peres Bekarka, until he has a Cheskes Gimel Shonim, with all the dinim that are Mavur and Perek Chesabatim, third Perek and Bava Basra, Ruvain the Marakama can say that the Karka belongs to him. That would seem to be the case over here. Where the Marakama, where both of them are in agreement that the Marakama was the one who's being Tevei the Karka, the Aloch is still that the one who's sitting on the Karka is Nemon. Why? And here's where Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua come in. According to Rabbi Gamliel, so one of the neschoyes that we had is that a migu, when the woman has a migu, she could say, let's say, mukaseitzani, and instead she said, bulasish, but it was nistach v'sodecha, v'chia gavna, the woman has a koyach migu, bitziruf with her tvias bari. So there she's maitzi moment. Over here, l'choyra, there's a migu, But the Mishnah says they're not only Rabbi Gamliel, Moidi Rabbi Yeshua. What's the pshat? What's Taka pshat? How could Migu be Moitzi from the Marikama? The answer the Mishnah says, Shapesha also Apeshayit. The Mishnah is introducing a new type of Migu. This is not a regular Migu. Migu is the pshat that there's a Sofer here, there's a Sofer Fanenu, there's a Tever, there's a Nitva. And Migu means I could have said A, so when I said B, that gives me the upper hand. Pesha also Peshaiti means without the Nitva admitting to the story, in this case, without the person sitting on the Kaka saying, there wouldn't have been a story here, because there are no Edim here that he was a Marukama. So the whole story, HaPesha Osar, the whole Osar over here, the one who made the problem, the one who made the Marukama, which should be able to hold on to the Kaka, is only the words of who HaPesha Ita is the mouth, the one who's the Nitva, the one who's Mater. So you can't believe, we'll just say it like this, you can't believe him there's a Marukama without believing the Chelik of the story, which, yes, Abul Kachti Emenu. See, even though if there are Edim that the Kaka belonged to the Tever, belonged to Shimon, Ruvain does not have a right, unless he has a shtar, or unless he's sitting there for 3 years, which creates a chazok, he doesn't have a right to be moitzah for Marukama. But if the whole Marukama shaft was created al yidei his account, because there are no Edim, so then Apesha also Apeshit, this is not the regular Migu, this is stronger, it has koyach, and it can be moitzah moment. There's two ways to say this nekuda of Pesha also Pesha Hitza. What sounds like from our Mishnah is that it's a migu, so there should be a discussion by the Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Shua. And what the Mishnah is saying is that this type of migu, which is a stronger, it's a migu ma'ali, so it's not just he has taina A, taina B, but the whole story was created by him, so you have to believe his migu. It's a migu ma'ali, so, and this koyach of a migu is a migu that works even lahoitzi. That seems to be what the Mishnah's mavur. That's one side. The other side is to say that no, there's not a migu, there's not a koyach hataina in the regular sense that you have all of the notion of zikin. Pesha so pesha hit, it just means that there's no suffix here. There's no suffix before Nenu. The whole story was created by him. So memela, if there's no suffix, there's no tever, there's no nitva, there's nothing here. That these two nuschois, whether Pesha also is a higher level of migu, whether it's a completely different din, this is what's known as the chakira of the Machne Ephraim in Perek Yud Ches Melachos Yisuri Bia. Seems to be really a machlekes Yerushalmi. It's not even so clear over here if the Mishnah, the way we just said it, is even if the Marukama comes to the one who's sitting on the karka and he says, "Get off my land. It's mine. My father was here." And he says, "Yeah, I know your father was here, but I bought it from him." So he didn't even have to admit. He could have said, "What are you talking about? There are no Edim. You're not lying." Rashi seems to say it's only where the Muchzik on the Karka went over to the Marukama and he opened up the case. There is mamish no Tveve v'nitva. It's mamish. It's not even a Sofik. It's not even a Dintera. He went over to him and he said, "I know your father used to own it, but Lahavi Adele," the son doesn't know. He goes over and says, "I know your father used to own it, Lahavi Adele, I bought it from him." So who asked him? And then the one who hears that admission goes to Bezin and opens up a case. "Go make him prove that he bought it from my father." "I don't have to prove it. I was the one who opened up the case in the first place. You didn't know anything about it." It doesn't have to be even that type of case. It could be even where the Tevea, the Marukama, goes over to the Muchzik. Afilohachi, it's a Peshos and not a Migu. This is a different level of Migu completely. So that's the Moidirim Gamliel over here. The Mishnah, the next Mishnah, is going to continue the thread of Peshos or Peshahitir, but in a different context, not in the context of a Sugya of Ram Gamliel Rabbi Shua. Now we just reached the finale of this Sugya of Ram Gamliel Rabbi Shua.